At one point, Blaine County, home to Sun Valley, had the highest per capita rate of COVID-19 cases in the entire country. It required an all-hands-on-deck response. But as Rachel Cohen reports, those same first responders aren't getting a break moving into fire season.
2 months ago, Emily White was treating injured skiers on Sun Valley's Bald Mountain as a ski patroller. Then, the same March weekend Blaine County announced its first coronavirus case, the mountain shut down.
So then I immediately was able to start working at the fire station.
She's a volunteer firefighter and EMT in Ketchum, and the department brought her on full-time during the pandemic.
Every call started sounding like they had a fever and a cough and were feeling weak, and it was crazy.
These fire crews were responding to one of the worst coronavirus outbreaks in the country, and it took a toll on personnel, not only because a handful got sick themselves or had to self-quarantine because of exposure, but also because the local hospital effectively shut down, so any patient needing hospitalization was transferred hours away to Twin Falls or Boise.
For a couple of weeks there, we had just 5 ambulances doing laps up and down the highway.
That's David Shames, a squad leader for Wood River Fire and Rescue. He says transfers were exhausting.
You're going all hours of the day and night. And, you know, it's not so much fun to be driving on the prairie at 3 o'clock in the morning.
With extra attention to decontaminating ambulances, an 8-hour round trip to Boise could take up to 11 hours. And because these vehicles were dispersed on highways across southern Idaho, there weren't enough responders around in the Wood River Valley. Here's White again.
One particular shift sticks in my mind where I just realized, wow, this could be really bad.
From 8 o'clock to midnight, 911 calls for respiratory issues came back to back that night. 2 crews in the transfer vehicle all returned to the station at the same time, and each of them needed to be thoroughly cleaned to prevent the spread of the virus. Then another call came in.
It was just unbelievable. It's like, we don't have any ambulance we can send to that person right now. We don't have one.
Blaine County ended up bringing on another ambulance crew from Boise for a couple weeks to help. And while daily case numbers have been slowing way down in the past few weeks, Shame says first responders didn't get a break before wildfires started picking up.
The wildfires were crazy because they just kept coming.
Some of South Central Idaho has been in a severe drought for months now because of extremely low precipitation since last fall.
I have a little seasonal stream by my house. It should be raging right now. Snow melting out of the canyon, but it's just a trickle.
In April, local fire crews responded to at least 10 wildfires. And while the season got off to a quick and intense start, for White, it was actually a relief. At the largest fire so far, just south of Ketchum, she dug lines around the perimeter.
Just got in a couple intense hours of work, and it just felt back to normal. And you don't really have to think about too much besides the wind and the fire, and you don't have to think about COVID in those moments.
Local fire chiefs are thinking about what could happen if there's a second wave of COVID-19 cases on top of wildfire season. Sun Valley Fire Chief Ton Robrand says conserving local resources will be important.
I mean, honestly, it's our firefighters. Their safety and health is kind of my number one priority right now.
That means having enough healthy people locally will factor into whether the Valley can send teams to larger fires all over the country, something they do every year. But preventing firefighters from catching a virus could be difficult during wildfire season. Nearly 60 of them worked to put out the one in mid-April that White was at.
You might end up digging and breathing hard right next to someone from another crew, and I don't really know to what extent we can change too much of what we do.
But Shame says whatever they're responding to, firefighters are used to going from one thing to the next.
You never really know what you're going to until the bell rings and they send you.
In fact, that's his favorite part of the job. Rachel Cohen, Boise State Public Radio News.